This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen on the air, Jennifer Horn on the air, Victoria Keevan on the air. You can be, in thought anyway, you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show, or Twitter with your comments about what's going on as we have them, you have them. It's kind of an exciting time. I hope that you have reached a setting on your emotional thermostat. I think this has been a very, last 3 or 4 months, been very emotional for lots of people. Lots of folks have had people that have gotten sick and they've worried about them. People have died. And we wonder, you know, what's the deal here? A lot of people are just plain unhappy. Some people are stressed out. Some people are depressed. I must admit to having been a little depressed myself. You asked me that, Jennifer. You know, I haven't ever really thought about it before, being depressed or what it is like to be depressed, because I don't really know that I let myself. I mean, you know, I'm pretty emotional. Matter of fact, one of my great friends, radio friends, said he was very interested in the way I emoted last week when we talked on the air about Kara going, and I was obviously visibly, audibly upset about it, because she's like a member of the... She was a member of the radio family, but she was more than that. As the three of us all relate together as well as we do, she was a very important Kara I'm talking about, who's no longer with us, in case some of you didn't know. I haven't mentioned her because she's not with us any longer.
Well, she doesn't work here anymore. You keep saying she's not with us anymore. It sounds like she's dead.
Yeah. Right. No, we'll only... Well, that can be Fatty's, Mr. Kim Jong Fatty's position, but no, Kara's got a new job, and so she's not with us. But I thought very highly, I think very highly of her, and she was very much a part of what we did. So it's emotionally, it was upsetting to me. And I think there have been a lot of emotional events that have happened in this past 4 or 5 months. Our lives are full of emotion, or at least they need to be. Much more important for us to be emotive than it is for us to be sarcastic, let's say, or condescending, even though a lot of people are like that as well. The emotional thermostat, I think, is the real bellwether of where you are and how you are feeling. And so in this time, the COVID thing has sent a lot of people over the top. And you know, we were talking about Ashley Madison, how much better they're doing. You know, people are divorce lawyers. I mean, it's just a... we're not well suited, let's say, maybe I'll put it this way. We're not well suited for things that don't go our way. We have just become, we've built lives, and I think that's okay. You ought to have a life that you want, but when things don't go your way, you can't just fall apart. And that was the old 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, the people that founded our country, they understood how to work around the stuff that got in their way. In our country, we don't know how to do that anymore. We don't know how to do it as well, and that's part of it is the agrarian economy is gone. We all look to our devices. We all look to places for answers that really there aren't any answers there. Think about it this way. When you go to the computer to get an answer for something, you type in, you Google, find me how I find a thermostat. That's where I went the other day to find a new thermometer. Yeah, you don't have to figure out anything. You don't have to do anything. You just type it does your thinking for you.
Can you imagine if the internet didn't exist in a time like this where we can't go to stores?
We'd actually be able to think for ourselves. We'd have people thinking for themselves. Amongst other things.
I feel like we'd be flipping through a phone book and calling a lot of people.
That's how I grew up, flipping through the phone book. I mean, can you imagine? But listen to what you just said.
That's
think
exhausting.
About that. Well, but it's, that's, you know, before there even was telephones, how did people communicate? That's
well,
something
what
else.
What does Victoria always tell us? Don't give out a phone number. Nobody wants to make a phone call anymore. And she's right. Yeah. When she says that,
I mean, that's why
I think the sales business is down. What is the sales business made on? It's made on personal relationships, right?
Yep.
And phone calls and checking in. And you buy someone because you know them. Well, now nobody knows anybody because everybody wants to have an email or fill out a page on
my website.
Can't be bothered.
Right. Yeah. Can't be bothered. So maybe one way that we can all help each other and help the world every single day, vowing to make the world a better place. I am on to this business about not doing business with China, about getting to Congress, getting to the Senate, getting to decision makers and companies, have them all work together to incentivize bringing our businesses back to America from China. Plain and simple. Everybody benefits. So what if it has to be a tax incentive? We've blown $2 trillion in the last 4 months trying to take care of people who are out of work or people who are getting sick. We've wasted money because we were so reliant on China. Think about it that way. You don't have to think any further than the reliance. We have become dependent, not reliant, but dependent on another country for our well-being. Think about that. We're America. This is the United States. We're supposed to be the leaders in the world, and yet we've fallen victim to ourselves because we want to buy cheap crap. Greed has played a part of this. Okay, so you want to play to greed? Then you incentivize it somehow or other in the government. You and I, as taxpayers, one way or another, all this greed has led to where we are right now. That's the bottom line. So you're going to pay one way or the other. You didn't want to pay at the store. You bought that cheap crap at the Dollar General or Walmart or whatever it is. Well, now you're paying the price for that. Some of you are out of work. Some of you may never go back to work because of that. It's very simple. The dotted lines connect very quickly and very easily.
Well,
I
think you're right. I think there's a lifestyle component that Americans are just used to. And my mom always laughs at me because I blame everything on the 1950s. But there was a huge paradigm shift in the 50s. That's when plastic was developed.
Yeah,
I mean,
after World War II. Industry had been developed to fight the war. So many things happened as a result of World War II that were developed because we needed those things in the war effort. And then afterwards, we had all that manufacturing and all that brain power. Okay. I mean, where do you think the rocket, the space? We didn't come up with that. The Germans did. So what did we do? We were smart enough to grab the Germans before the Russians did. And that's why, ultimately, we won the space race.
Well,
not because,
beyond this, right, but my point is not about the space race. But what I'm talking about is, like, in the 1950s, everything about our lifestyles changed. TV dinners, watching the television, sitting in front of a television and heating up a dinner in the oven that took, you know, a fraction of the time that it would take to actually prepare a real
Make
meal.
A dinner.
And, you know, and everything from that food science became a thing in the 50s. Food science has ruined the American diet because everything is, you know, people don't eat salad anymore
prepared,
for lunch because it takes too much chewing.
Full of
That's
all
a
the
thing.
Stuff.
There's, like, statistics about that. But anyway,
chewing.
But my point, though, is, you know, even when it comes to the greed that you were talking about, I think you're right. I think parents who, you know, for whatever reason, need to buy their kid 7 or 8 presents every Christmas and they go to some cheap toy store, everything's made in China, whereas you could buy, like, one handmade toy or, like, one made in America toy, but that's not enough for kids. Everything has to be, you know, so much over the top. In every neighborhood across America, you can see a house that looks like it's about to fall down with a brand new car in the driveway. We live and thrive on excess.
That's very true. I had not thought about it, but that's so true.
But we thrive
really
on excess. That has become the American way. And in order to feed that excess, we are reliant on China and every other place that makes really cheap crap to give us the instant gratification that we've become accustomed to.
Yep. So if you want to make the world a better place as a result of how you have suffered in the past 3 or 4 or 5 months, make it a better place. The first place to start is to look at what you are buying still that's Chinese and what companies are doing business with China, and hope and pray that because if we don't learn this, we are cooked. I am convinced of that. We will never be the first-rate power that we are used to being and that we want to be and that we ought to be. We will give up the pleasures that we have enjoyed because someone else is dictating already. They are, in a manner of speaking, dictating what we do and how we live, because they look at the last 4 or 5 months since last November. The Chinese have dictated how the world will live through their actions. You can argue if you want, not with me, because I think it was purposeful, but even if it wasn't, what happened there created havoc in the world like it has never seen before. You're going to reward
like
these bums? Yeah.
If it wasn't purposeful, they would have been transparent with their information. They would have shared for the greater good.
Okay.
And instead,
right.
they
yeah.
tried to profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And they still are. They
and
are
they
no
profit.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have. So they're no good. We know they're no good. They don't have good will with us and good intentions. We're just dumb enough to do business with them. And it's on all of us. Every single one of us who's bought the iPhone, the iPad, all that stuff is made in China. Bring it back here. Give Americans jobs. Have zero unemployment. Get our technology sector so that we don't have to be dependent on those bums. And then, you know, maybe we'll have something to show for it. Because otherwise, I think even though I'm closer to the end of the line than I'm at the beginning of the line, I think people who are coming along, like my grandson, will see a whole different world. Frankly, and it's not a, I don't think it's a great picture. So, anyway, Jennifer, there's a story, we got to pause here for a moment.
I think Jen had travel news.
Yeah, I know she did. All right, so stick around.
You say, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, oh, I get to talk about
something. Oh, it'll be over wise.
Love you.
Yeah, of course you do.
China,
I love you too.
China.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we got to put things into perspective from our hearts. To everybody else's heart.
I never miss an opportunity to rail on them. Come on.
What, on the Chinese or on
yeah,
me?
Why not? No, on China. Why not you?
All right, 16, almost 17 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping, plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
It's been pretty hard.
They're going to need help. Everyone's going to need help.
They will never be the same.
Help feed those who need it most.
We're doing all we can to help out.
Join us on Thursday, April 30th to fight hunger.
This is where we see the best of America.
Together.
Every night, tens of thousands of our neighbors are going to bed hungry as a result of coronavirus. This Thursday, we'll join radio stations and radio hosts across the country to help provide needed food. Listen Thursday and visit DJB.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At the hour now on the DJD program, time for us to visit the annual CMT Artist of the Year special, which is now in its 11th year. Apparently this year it's going to turn its focus outward to honor heroes who have done so much to help during the COVID epidemic. Brothers Osborne, Florida Georgia Line, Kelsey Ballerini, to whom you are listening right now, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett, and yet two more artists are going to show up on this, on the CMT Celebrates Our Heroes, an Artist of the Year special going to air June 3rd. And this show is going to feature the artists playing tributes, call-outs for the heroes. This is, who is this, the Brothers Osborne?
A Little Bit of Trouble.
I don't know this song. Is this big pop song for them? Kind of like
this is a Jen question. I don't know anything.
I don't know much about the Brothers Osborne either. I wish I could.
Yeah, I like this song.
Yeah, they have a nice sound. I should pay attention to them a little more.
Yeah. Easy on my mind. Oh, yeah, it's a real pop flavor too. Who does it sound like? I went somewhere else with it. This sounds like. This is good though. All right, so anyway, the show has the artists paying tribute and call-outs to heroes during their performances. All the artists are going to be filmed from their own homes. This isn't the first time real life has intruded on this special. Back in 2017, the special raised both awareness and contributions for those impacted by Hurricane Harvey, remember? And then the shootings at the Harvest Music Festival in Las Vegas benefited them, too.
That was a rough one. Oh.
Yeah, it was.
That hit the country music community so hard.
Yep. The show is usually a celebration of artists. Last year's show honored Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay, Luke Combs, Kane Brown, and Red as the Artist of the Year. Reba was named the Artist of a Lifetime last year. Ashley McBride took Breakout Artist of the Year. Organizers have not yet confirmed if artists are going to be honored again this year in the overall running of things. But certainly, probably, I mean, what we really need to do is focus on the people who have been first responders and pay attention to that maybe and put aside all the other stuff, regular stuff. Okay, now we got 26 after with Jennifer Victoria Doug and you on the DJV program. Speaking of country, the 55th Academy of Country Music Awards broadcast from Nashville for the first time in their history. ACM announcing that the show will be broadcast from three historic country music venues, the Grand Ole Opry House, Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. You've been to all those places. I have, too. All right, Victoria, when you went to Nashville, did you go to all those places?
No, haven't been to any of them. I went to the Ryman. Bluebird's closed because stupid Jackson Browne was filming something.
Oh, I've been to the Bluebird, and that was really fun. I'd love to go to the Ryman, though. That would be cool.
The Opry is it's an experience and a half. It really is. Keith Urban, the ACM's reigning entertainer of the year, will host the show, which is set for September the 16th, originally set for April 5th at the MGM Grand in Vegas. It's where it's gone in the last 12 years, but put off, of course. And before that, it was broadcast from numerous venues in Los Angeles. The folks at ACM said, quote, "First and foremost, we want to ensure the safety of our artists and the industry to ease the burdens of traveling large teams. Therefore, we decided to bring the ACM Awards to Nashville," which makes sense.
It's where everybody is. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, all right, have them there. The rival CMA Awards broadcast from the Ryman from 68 to 73, and the Grand Ole Opry from 74 to 2004. But the upcoming ACM show will be the first award show to be broadcast from all three. The CMA Awards have not yet announced the date for their 2020 show. Last year it was held November 13th at the Bridgestone Arena in...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump updates the nation on where the numbers stand in terms of coronavirus infections and which states getting a handle on it.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better, in all cases getting better.
The president speaking outside in the Rose Garden at the White House.
And we're seeing very little that we're going to look at as a superseding hotspot. Things are moving along. Really a horrible situation, that we've been confronted with, but they're moving along.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
More and more parks across the United States reopening as governors assess the coronavirus numbers in their respective states. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
States across the country are continuing to reopen parks and golf courses so long as people can maintain proper social distancing. Take Jersey City, New Jersey. They're reopening five parks on Monday that were shut down last month as part of the coronavirus restrictions. Jersey City Mayor Steve Phillips says opening up parks is good for people's mental and physical health.
We're taking steps to understand it's going to be a new world, but we have to be realistic that we can't wait 18 months to have a vaccine and just tread water. People want to see forward progress, and we're going to do our best to kind of move in that direction.
I'm Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
It was not unexpected. The only question was when it would happen, and on Monday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a video endorsing Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together.
And Pelosi added that elections always matter, but possibly never as much as the upcoming presidential balloting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four at the hour now on the DJV Radio Experience. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I just admit to burning my tongue. So
on what?
I often have soup for breakfast, and I put the soup on. We've been so busy fiddling with clocks and timing. I put the soup on in the last hour, and it cooked. So I just stuck the spoon in to stir it around and then see how hot it was. And hot my tongue over on this.
Better to use your tongue for a temperature taker.
Right. You didn't see the steam coming off the pot that's been sitting there for an hour?
Why are you so critical of my cooking? You always have something to say.
Because it usually ends in some sort of disaster. You've given yourself food poisoning. You're always mixing in stuff that should not be mixed. And then burning yourself.
What do you mean it shouldn't be mixed? According to whom?
According to
you.
Anyone with a palate.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I guess I don't have to worry about that because they just burned my palate. So.
That's maybe what happened. Maybe you've burned off your taste buds. So. Anything.
Wait a minute. I might have the. Hold on a second. I may have the virus because I can't taste the food.
That could be.
Well, you've already beaten it three or four times, right?
I have, yes. So, all right.
No,
but
not
one
apparently.
More time.
You think you have. It's not apparent at all.
All right, man. Jennifer, you have some travel news. that seem to have been elongated.
After I close it?
Yeah, well, listen.
Well, I was prepared for some stuff here at the bottom of the hour.
All right. So you do.
I'm going to give you my story. Here you go. Are you ready?
Right. And go ahead, sure. Jen. You don't want Victoria to go first, and then you can do the.
No, I'll go second. Jen, you go first. She's been waiting.
So at the ready. Are you kidding?
Okay. All right. Let's go.
All right. Yep. Travel news.
Travel news.
Finally. All right, so after a few tense flights that have been happening, apparently there was like a little kerfuffle on a flight between JFK and Charlotte because passengers on the plane said that American Airlines was not allowing people to social distance. In fact, American Airlines has suspended so many of their flights compared to this time last year that I think 60% of its capacity, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That passengers are now concerned that because of the limited flight options, they're jam-packed full flights and they're not allowing for social distancing. So many people are really wary of getting on the plane and seeing it be full. So to combat that, JetBlue has made the announcement that they are going to start requiring passengers to wear face masks on flights beginning on May 4th. Yeah, don't you think?
I've seen so many pictures of people flying and they're posting on social media that, like, not even half the plane of the people are wearing masks. And they're all packed in, totally packed in, like sardines. It makes no sense.
So JetBlue is becoming the first airline now in the United States, anyway, to require passengers to wear face coverings on flights. A new policy will start on May the 4th and comes after the airline began to require all crew members to wear a face mask on flights. That was just a few weeks ago. So this is what they're calling the new flying etiquette. They say that onboard cabin air is well circulated and clean through filters every few minutes, but it is a shared space where you have to be considerate of others. Now, some airlines are thinking as states get back to business that they may start requiring the middle seat to be open on all air travel flights, which
I think everyone's fine with that, right?
Yeah, everybody loves that. The airline industry may not love it, but they are asking it right now. The government is asking airlines to follow CDC guidelines of social distancing even aboard flight.
This is something that maybe because I'm a flying geek and a plane geek, but they had this before, and because they're cheap, just they want to fly cheap planes instead of planes that accommodate people. Some of the new, the 777, for example, and the 767, the 787, they are what they call two aisles, anyway. The larger airplanes have seating capacity. So if you make an airplane that's two, two, and two, then you don't have. You got an aisle. Basically, now those planes are usually two and five and two, or two and four and two, depending on the configuration and how big the wide body is. But you could make a plane that was like sort of the old 757, make the fuselage a little bit bigger to accommodate two aisles, and then you don't have that same problem. You get six people in the plane, but you got two aisles, and you don't have to worry about being on top of everybody. That seems to me.
Does that even really matter ultimately? You're all breathing the same air.
Same air. Yeah, I don't know that it does. I'd be interested to see.
Feel weird about sitting that close to someone you don't know, though. I think at least the first time out.
Yeah, maybe. Be interesting to see when I get back to. Miles said, "When are you coming back to me last night, Gramps?" He was, we were on FaceTime. FaceTime, yeah. I always call it Facebook. But we were on FaceTime. And Gramps, when are you coming back? And I said, "I don't know, boy, when it's safe to travel." "Well, Gramps, when's that going to be?" And his mother was sort of chuckling because he's been talking about me coming back. And I said to him, "Well, maybe you can come to the farm faster than I can come out there." "Okay, when can we come? Tomorrow?" So, it'd really be interesting to see how the traveling is. I'm eager to, as soon as we're comfortable, I will book a trip back to L.A. to see what's going on out there. Traveling with a mask for 6 hours cross-country is my idea of a good time. So we'll see how, because my mask fits very tightly around my, what's the point in wearing it if it isn't going to fit tightly?
Right.
Around your nose and around your... When I go shopping the other night, I felt my nose actually hurt because there was so much pressure on it from the mask itself. So, but I told you I bought a bunch of boxes of masks that we'll all be able to use here. I think that's the practical side of things. Keep masks handy and use them when appropriate. You don't have to wear them when you're in the car by yourself or you're out walking by yourself, unless you're coming close to somebody. You don't have to wear that stuff. All right, so that's interesting. What do you have, Victoria?
Well, some sad news and then some good news. We'll do the bad news first. So we've been talking about the things that are running on short supply. You know, milk had a run there. Cheese had a weird kind of lack of stock. And then toilet paper, obviously, was the first big thing. Now a lot of grocery stores are rationing flour. I don't know if you guys have experienced that. But they're taking bigger bags of flour and making them into smaller ones and rationing that because so many people are baking and stuff at home. And even yeast, that which you obviously need to bake bread, people are kind of starting to hoard that. But there's one other new item that is really running in short supply, and it's a really sad reason, and it's sympathy cards. The American Greeting Card Association says the number of orders that they've seen coming in for sympathy cards is quote-unquote stunning. And they said it seems at this point that everybody knows someone who has passed away either from the virus or just during this time. They said a higher demand for sympathy cards more than any other type of cards has left CVS and Winn-Dixie and ShopRite across the country has left them basically with nothing. On Etsy, there's one of the sellers came forward with some data saying that she makes the cards at home from her home and in California. She normally sells six sympathy cards a month. This month she has sold 275.
Wow.
So it's really, really hitting home on, you know, for a lot of people. And I think at this point, I think it's safe to say that everybody knows someone who is at least maybe one degree removed who has passed away from this virus. And it's showing now in the stores. This happened to us just yesterday. My friend's mom passed away, not from the virus. She had cancer, on Sunday night. And Lewis went to CVS to buy a sympathy card. He came home, and I said, "What is this card? This is really cheesy." He said it was literally the last card in the store. And this is a huge CVS with a big greeting card section. And he said, and I saw some lady eyeing it, so I just grabbed it without reading it. And I couldn't believe it. I thought maybe it was just that one store. And then I saw this story in the New York Times this morning about the greeting card shortage, and that just really sad. It really
sign of the times.
Yeah, but on one
certainly
good note, on a good note, I like to end on a good note. So as we know, we've talked about this, there's a worldwide race for a vaccine to the coronavirus, and it seems that Oxford University is sprinting ahead of everybody else. They have the university's Jenner Institute has a head start on the vaccine. They have already done some trials with similar inoculations, and they say that their new current test will test 6,000 people by the end of this month, and if they show that it's safe and that it works, that this vaccine from Oxford might be available by September. So that is at least several months ahead of everybody else, which is really great news because I think, you know, once we have a vaccine, life can actually go back to normal, not just
somewhat
the new normal.
Yeah. Well, it depends on businesses
and
that sort of thing.
Well, people's behaviors can go back to normal.
Behavior. I mean, bringing businesses back from China, I'm going to become a broken record. Like, I mean, every time I get an opportunity, I'm going to say the same thing. We need to be getting to people who are in authority, in companies, in politics, in government, and get them to incentivize bringing all of our companies back from China, period, end of story. Oxford University is a fabulous place. There we get an opportunity. My daughter has a PhD from one of the Oxford colleges and went through the Oxford University system. And I never would, my wife, had gone to school in England and did her teaching practicum there before she started teaching back here. And so the opportunity when I first got married to her to go over there and actually get the feeling, and you know when you get off of a plane or you get out of a car or you do something that brings you in a new spot and you feel 100% at home? I don't know if you've ever experienced that.
There is a word for that. I forget that there's an actual condition that's
right
named after a place you've never been to, and then but you feel an instant kinship to it.
Yeah, right. That's how I felt, and still do feel. I don't get to England anywhere near as much as I used to. I used to go over every month when Megan was there and spend a week with her to make sure everything was A-OK We had a little flat, and it was all set up. My radio stuff was on the third floor. It was really kind of cool. And this institute that you're talking about, I think it's part of Mansfield. There are about a dozen different colleges that make up the Oxford University, the campus. And so they have, the English are not known for being great scientists. I don't know why, but they just aren't. But some of the great discoveries have come out of that institute.
They're not great dentists either, I noticed.
No, they are not. That's very true. Yeah, very, very true. Yeah. And that's not one of the strong.
It's all about knowing your strengths and your weaknesses.
Yeah, right, exactly. Don't forget, we're going to be doing something big time this Thursday, joining hundreds, actually thousands of radio stations all across the country. We're going to have a Feed America Radiothon. That'll be broadcast all across the country on radio stations, top to bottom, all formats, that sort of thing. We're going to help Feed America feed America. Listen on Thursday and participate here on the DJV Show.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you're already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
It's been...
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is there a doctor in the house? Of course, there's always a doctor in the house. The DJV show has a daily, it's not really a podcast, a clip of the day. And in it, the story of a doctor who mistakenly pronounced a woman dead. But guess what? She wasn't dead. Have you ever been in that circumstance where somebody is, maybe not that dire, but it happens, and it happens a lot, actually. A lot of times it doesn't get reported. Do you have any experience, personal experience, as a doctor with someone who was thought to have been dead and wasn't really dead?
Actually, we have a podcast on that.
Oh, you do have a podcast on ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay.
Yes, at Forbidden. Yeah. We have a podcast on that. I can't think of the title of the podcast right now.
That's all
right.
But
I think if you... if you search death or dead under podcast listing, it'll come up with it. It's several doctors around the country warning people that when somebody tells you it's time for organ donation, it's time to pull the plug, we're very sorry that your teenage son broke his neck. But the EEG is showing
check
no
twice.
At all. Be careful.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wait another couple weeks.
Yeah,
even if
right.
the EEG is showing a flat line, wait a couple more weeks. And the evidence for what I just said is overwhelming.
Well, isn't that, there's another podcast that we have making fun of me, Doug Pull the Plug Stefan, because we were talking about what happens, who decides when to pull the plug.
Yeah.
And I said, just pull the plug if it's at the end of the, and the girls on the DJV show said, wait a minute, I don't want you around when it comes
right.
to the time.
The girls
for that.
Are right. The yep. inner sense that was correct.
All right, so here we have the COVID thing continuing to be the number one health story. You have said something on occasion, and I really haven't underscored it, but I want to now because as more and more people are sort of forced into wearing masks, the number one reason for wearing a mask is not being addressed. So would you like to explain that statement?
Well, the whole idea of protecting oneself in kind of a what is suspected or alleged to be a transmissible environment of viral elements, bacterial, mold, whatever else, is to understand that the covering of the outer surface of the eye, the conjunctiva, is wet, it's moist, it has oxygen, and it is a super breeding ground for viral elements, much more so than the dry entrance of the nose until it gets back further into what's called the nasal pharynx. In other words, the white of your eye is much more open to viral elements than just breathing them in. So to wear a mask is to, like, you know, go to a gunfight, but no bullets are in the gun. I mean, you're missing half of what you need.
So how then, though, can you envision a mask that covered the eyes and still allowed you to see?
Yeah, you'd end up looking like a frog. Well, you'd look like something out of the movie Outbreak. You know, and then what are you going to do about the inner aspects of the ear and even the skin, for that matter? So that's what
stuff
when you
goes
see
in,
these,
yeah, your whole body. Yeah,
yeah.
Why do you think they have the hazmat suits? That's really
precisely.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's a very interesting
exactly.
Thought. So is this theater? Are we back to theater? Wearing a mask, having a mask on, requiring people to have a mask?
How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Well, it sounds to me like it's theater.
It's
protective. If you're, you know, when it comes out of your nose or comes out of your mouth, that's the other thing. Are you protecting yourself or are you protecting somebody else?
Now, if you're sick enough that you're coughing and sneezing and you got all this slime and gook and snot and everything else coming out of your nose and mouth, you should stay home. But if it's an emergency situation and you got to go out, yeah, wear a mask to protect other people from, you know, your own contagion. But
right.
Remember this, and I have studied this at several hours a day since January, which is what has gone into my latest podcast. There is not one, zippo, nada, scientific support for the idea of social distancing. There is nothing in the literature whatsoever that says being 6 feet away from somebody makes any difference than
especially
being
when you know. Well, think about it this way. If you know that when you sneeze or cough, it goes 19 feet or 29 feet or whatever the hell it
right.
is, instead of 6 feet. Okay. Food for thought. Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. In the interest of quickly reminding you what it is that makes you vulnerable to the virus, one of the things to think about is your weight. You want to lose weight the right way, the safe way, the natural way? Go to toploss.com, find out about Calitrin, and use the code DJV to buy into it. All right? That's toploss.com, code DJV, lose the weight, and keep it off safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.